welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my special guest today is Rob King. Rob is a really interesting guy, and he's got a great knowledge about history and about the law, and works currently with helping people to defeat cancer. So welcome to the show, Rob. I'm really happy to have you here.
Well, thank you.
And could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, my education is international business and law. And of course, I found a lot of faults in those areas. And but still, you know, continued to endeavor. And about 15 years ago, a friend of mine had cancer and refused to be operated on. And he searched all over and found something that worked. And it rather irritated me that this thing's been known for 100 years, and so I became involved in helping people. And I was with the Dr. Gary Glum that I started with, and through the years, about 5 years ago, Dr. Glum revealed to me that when he released all the information that he found about this Renkasi, he only released the secondary formula and never released the primary formula, which I really couldn't understand, but all things happen for good. And actually all the other stuff has been, it's just not high quality material, I guess is the best way to put it. So anyhow, in the past, I would say 3-4 years, it seems like more and more things have been coming to me. Different ways to help people with cancer, and it's not just cancer, help people with diabetes. Childhood is an easy fix. But I found all in all about 11 things that work on cancer. Mm-hmm. And then there's been more and more people coming together that want to be involved in a project that I'm set out to do, which is to have different locations around the world to not only treat people, but have different people from different parts of the world come in and be educated, take this back with them to their countries so they can expand things, because not everybody can do it all by themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And even when you know what you're doing, you know, it's hard to research everything. And it's hard to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on and what's available and how to use it, because so many books with that information have been lost, and so many people that put their own twist on things that sometimes improve it and sometimes don't.
Right. I think a lot of that pertains to ego.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And listeners, this is a live show, so if you have some questions that you'd like answered in any of the stuff that we're talking about, just call in on the toll-free line at 1-888-268-4313. And we'll be glad to answer your questions. And one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show, Rob, is that I find you to be really fascinating, because you know not only history, but you know so much about the law, so many things about what's really going on behind everything, and how we've been lied to and misled and purposely been fed disinformation so that we cannot actually help ourselves. And you know, that kind of makes me angry, but that's the way our world is, unfortunately. So listeners, I have to tell you, it's just fascinating talking to Rob. And I met him in Sedona as he was passing through, and really have a lot of respect for Rob, because he knows a lot of stuff that I don't know, and I think many of my colleagues don't know. So I had invited him to be on the show, not only to talk about the cancer cures and things like that, but also to talk about kind of, you know, the facts behind the facts, and to really help people to understand that there are a lot of us that are working towards a fix. And the thing that I was really interested in, Rob, is not only do you know all this stuff, but you're actively working to create a healing atmosphere where we can bring all these things together, whether they're banned or not, you know, and to really find whatever is going to help somebody, and to bring that to bear on whatever illness that they've got, and, you know, the hell with the fact that it's banned. I think that's a great idea,
right.
And I'm all for it. So if you could tell the listeners a little bit more about the tea formula that you use to combat cancer. I think they'd be very interested in the secondary formula we're talking about, listeners, is the Essiac tea. And it's a great blood cleanser as it is, but there's something beyond that that was more effective, and this is what Rob has been talking about and helping people with. So I've talked enough. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, well, first of all, you used the word cure, and of course, you know, that's a four-letter word. You're not supposed to even say that. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. Actually a patented word. The AMA has patented that word, so you're not supposed to use that at all.
Right.
But, you know, I can understand why, because they haven't managed to cure anybody ever. So.
Well, the other thing is, you know, like how, when I help people, it isn't, I mean, it's not just the herbs. And as far as the herbs go, with the secondary formula that that Glenn released, that Essiac and all that have, has turkey rhubarb root. And all these companies claim they have the original formula. Well, they don't, because turkey rhubarb root is an import from China.
Mm.
And I doubt if the Native Americans were importers. So
mm-hmm.
it was blood root. That was the missing element. But it goes, when I work with the people, I don't just get into the herbs to make tea. And there's so many other things. They need to become alkaline. They need to get their heads straightened, you know,
mm-hmm.
because if they don't change their eating habits and the way they look at life, a couple of years down the road, it's very possible it's going to come back again. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
we don't use, you know, they don't use the word cure. But people have got to really, as I tell people, you need to, like in food, get light. Like if you have a square inch of red steak or red meat, whatever it is, and a square inch rather, and a square inch of lettuce, you know, which one weighs more? Well, eat the one that weighs the least. So
mm-hmm.
It's really a case of lightening the body and then going spiritual so that you can rise above all this garbage that's out here, because it's not getting any better.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. It's getting worse every day.
It is. I mean, even with, like, in your profession, you're a naturopathic physician, but in Arkansas and in Oklahoma, they have outlawed or banned, whatever word floats your boat, naturopathic doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I know one guy that cannot practice in Arkansas. I know a girl that was an MD in Oklahoma, and she became part of the Catholic Church has some kind of an organization that you take their studies, and then you get accredited by them, and then you pay for everything you practice, and you pay them. It's almost like an insurance. And if anybody tries to take you to court, they'll go to court and defend you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the avenue she took, just as she continued, trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I know a friend of mine, I was just talking with a friend in Florida that I went to school with, and in Florida they made it, of course, a felony to practice medicine without a license, and what they did was they put a sunset law in so that there could not be any new licensing of naturopathic physicians. So you got the old geezers that are dying off, and that's it, and no one else is allowed to be licensed, so that's how they get around all this stuff, people. It's nefarious. And, you know, of course, it's to protect Big Pharma and the AMA and, you know, and to try to keep all of these ideas of how to heal yourself away from you. So there are a lot of us that are standing up now and going, all right, enough. And
right.
And Rob is one of those guys. And you can get on his website, which is cancer-solutions. Is that net or com?
.net,
yeah, cancersolutions.net, and get some information there. Basically, what you have to do is educate yourself, and it's great to have somebody like you around, Rob, because, you know, the rest of us can't be everywhere at once, and, you know, we all try in our own little niche and the things that we're interested in, and I think what makes your contribution to this so valuable is that you know so much about everything else that's going on around it, and... you know, you're quite aware of what the government's doing to try to stop people from being able to heal themselves. So, you know, as far as the formula goes, I love that formula. And I think that, you know, it's too bad that it's been altered in any way, because when you can take something that's as simple as a tea and prepare it correctly, and when it's harvested correctly, and that's a big thing, as we talked about before, you know, you have to pick the herbs at the right time. They have to be, you know, in the right place to get the right nutrients, et cetera, et cetera. But when you have something like that and it works, and then to change it so that it doesn't work as well is a problem. And again, as you mentioned, if you don't change your thinking and your spirituality, if you don't, you know, come up to a higher level, and if you don't change what you're doing, then yeah, it very well could come back. Naturopathic medicine is based upon that. You know, you find the cause, remove the cause, and then the body miraculously cures itself. So really, none of us is really the healer. The body's the healer. And it'll do the work if you give it half a chance. And from what I know of this tea, it contains substances that are incredible blood cleansers. And the substances are really related to helping the cells to live vibrantly, not only in an alkaline space, but also they provide the tiny micronutrients, the minerals and things that the cells need in order to fight off the cancer. And is there anything else you can add to that about this tea? You want to talk about that a little bit more?
No, well, not really. But I will tell you this. There was a period of time that I lost track of Dr. Glum. And, of course, he was my source of material at the time. And there was a company, I won't say the name of the company, but it's a wholesaler out of California. And, of course, they badmouthed him, and they said he overcharges. And, you know, what's your life worth? I don't know. But the thing is they swore that they had the same herbs. So I started using this stuff. And then my primary address is Isle of Man. And I had the herbs sent over. And the one that was supposed to be sheep sorrel just didn't look right. Mm-hmm. The color didn't look right. And I found that, and these people don't know, and yet they turn around and they package stuff up, and there's people without integrity that are substituting yellow dock for sheep sorrel. And of course, the herbs are all imported, so they've all been gasified.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess it all comes down to integrity, but don't get me started on that because I really get going here. So.
Well, you're on the right station to do that, you know.
Oh, I know, but I get carried away sometimes.
Yeah, but when you get carried away, Rob, it's so fascinating.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I can sit and listen to you for hours.
Yeah, but I'm trying to keep this pretty well low-key. But going back to, like being alkaline in the body, I tell people that, you know, they really need to, you know, cut out the coffees and the normal teas and whatever else. But a lot of people I run into, this is away from the tea, but a lot of people that I help, most people are in stage four, and I still have 98% success.
I mean, that is incredible.
And but most of them have had chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the expression, the cancer doesn't kill you, the chemo will.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've known that for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, at least those of us in the medical profession are aware that that's one of the things, the side effect is you get a secondary or a tertiary cancer from the chemotherapy, and now you have no immune system to fight it with.
Well, I met a man. These are two fun stories. I met a man in Missouri, and I made a statement that said, if the humidity doesn't kill you, the ticks and chiggers will. So he says, in his Ozark drawl, he says, well, tick doesn't bother him. If it bites him, it dies right away. I said, well, how's that? He said, I had chemotherapy 10 years ago, and they bite me and die. I said, you're right. So I tried to tell him how to start taking the chemo out of his body. He wanted nothing to do with it. I guess he thought the chemo was keeping him alive. A little bit later, I was at a legal seminar in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one of the women attending it at the end, you know, I always get on this cancer thing because that's really my passion. And she told me she was a cancer survivor. She had chemo and such. So I told her about this old man with the tick. And she said, well, Rob, she know, in my office, I always have all these dead bugs in my office. Do you think it's the same thing? And I said, well, I doubt it. I said, my God, I said, the tick is sucking on the blood. The bugs are just flying around. So I told her how to get the chemo out of her body, and about 2 months later she told me, she says, "Rob, I can't believe it. I no longer have dead bugs in my office."
Mm.
So she's nothing more than a walking can of Raid.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody out there that by chance knows anybody that's had chemo or whatever, what you do is you take a pound of sea salt, a pound of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of ground ginger, put it in the bathtub, and soak in it for not less than 10 minutes, not more than 15 minutes. And they will be surprised at how that water changes color. There was one kid that works in one of the movie stores up there in Sedona, where you are,
mm-hmm.
who had chemo and such, and he's a survivor, and I told him what to do. He did it, and he finally, it took a while to do it, I don't know why, but he told me the water turned rust-colored, a real dark rust-colored, which kind of blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody seems to be different, so. But anyhow, the sea salt and the baking soda are both, they'll both pull the toxins out of the body. Ginger is just an extra kick, but both those elements are alkaline, so you're actually helping to put some alkalinity into the body, and cancer can't stand an alkaline environment.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing that, gosh, most of us that are in the natural health industry have known this from the very beginning. Cancer cannot live in an alkaline body. And so that's why you find so many vegetarians that are, let me qualify that in a minute, but you find many that are pretty healthy. Then you find the ones that are not. The difference is the alkalinity, and if a vegetarian is eating a lot of grain products and things that are very acidic, then they're not any better off than the ones that are eating meat. So so in order to be really healthy as a vegetarian, it's best to have a good portion that's raw. And I did the whole vegan thing for 4 years some time ago, and I was never healthier in my life. I need to go back to that. But it was 80% raw food, and a good portion of that was sprouts, different sprouts that I sprouted myself. And I checked my alkalinity. And if anybody wants to know how to do that, you just go get those little pH papers from the drugstore or from your natural health store, whichever you're closest to, and you can check your saliva in the morning. The first thing you do is rinse your mouth out with distilled water and then wait about 5 or 10 minutes and then check your saliva. And then see where you're at, and then you also check your urine first thing in the morning, and then you can check it again before you go to bed. But you want things to be at a certain level, and so I tend to check my patients with the pH paper to see how they're doing. If I find someone that has an alkaline urine, that tells me that that's not a really good state, because your urine should be acidic, and then your saliva should be alkaline. And that's a healthy way to be. So if you're turning your litmus paper blue, if it's blue-green, with your saliva, then you're in pretty good shape. So I think that perhaps if people knew that, that would help them a little bit with their diet. Also, the whole thing with the grains and stuff, I cut back on those grains. Everybody kind of went crazy when they found that colon cancer was reduced, with adding fiber. Yeah, you need fiber. But you need live fiber, and the starchy grains are really not live anymore. Now, what else have you run into with that, Rob?
Well, on the grain stuff and all,
mm-hmm.
not much. In all truth, I really couldn't even tell you. I know that, there's certain foods that you shouldn't eat, starches and stuff like that, but it's something, an area that I really should learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm just pretty emphatic. People actually have to stop eating red meat, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they can get away with stopping eating meat altogether, because actually when the chicken or whatever has been killed, all that adrenaline is rushing through the system, forgetting all the steroids and stuff they put in there, but it's actually a very negative element that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So why take in negativity? There's enough all around you.
Well, that's true, and people, I have to tell you, that is absolutely true. Any animal that is killed for food, first of all, they know they're going to be killed 9 times out of 10. There's a panic reaction that sets in. The higher the animal is, or the more conscious the animal is, the more panic there is. And so you're taking the adrenaline, you're taking the death hormones, basically, into your body every time that you eat meat. And sometimes it's worse than others. If they're killed humanely, that's one thing. And And I think that that's what the whole kosher thing is about, is, you know, so that they have less of that problem. However, you're still going to have some panic and fear there, which is going to set off the death hormones, and it does cause aging. So I've proven with the 80% raw food vegan diet that you can reverse wrinkles and aging processes and everything else. And when I say proven, I don't mean I did a scientific study. I mean I've proven that in my own life, you know, and seen the differences, and I've seen a lot of differences with my patients too. So the alkaline thing is very, very important. And there's that book, Alkalinize or Die. That's a good book that explains that very succinctly. It's very simple. So you might want to get a hold of that. And let me just give the call number also before I forget. 1-888-268-4313 if you have any questions for Rob or for myself about dealing with cancer and living a more beneficial alkaline lifestyle. And again, that number is 1-888-268-4313. And don't be bashful. If you don't want to be on the air, that's okay. Just call in and ask your question, and Don will relay the question to us, and then we'll get it answered for you. And one of the other things I wanted to mention also was, with this tea, could you tell the people a little bit about what's involved with it? You know, people don't really understand how to take medicinal teas, and I think if you could explain that to them a little bit, it might take a little of the confusion out, because they're thinking, oh, it's a cup of tea.
No, the way the process works is it's herbs that you make into a tea. And it actually takes 12 hours to make a batch, but you make enough to last you 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how you take it. So you're making it all at once. But it's easy to take, and it doesn't taste bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, people take it twice a day, 2 ounces twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
But some people that are really, you know, really knocking at death's door, I tell them to take it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people, because it has bloodroot, and there's all this stuff out there about bloodroot causes internal hemorrhaging and so on and so forth. Well, I guess anything in excess can cause things. I really don't know, but I do know that I'll try anything once almost.
Mm-hmm.
I took 16 ounces of the tea and drank it all at once.
Wow.
And I didn't die.
Yeah, but you're an ornery cuss, you know?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I guess, you know, everybody's body is different. So everybody, you know, reacts differently to different things. You know, you find that in your practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, when one makes the tea, you don't use aluminum. People shouldn't even cook anything with aluminum.
Yeah, I agree.
Even when you strain it, you use a stainless steel strainer.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, you can find those at the world's department store, Walmart. But you just take it and you make it start taking it. So it's an easy deal.
And then when do you usually see results?
Huh?
When do you usually see
fine.
Results?
Before I tell you the results, the one thing I tell people, you know, the thing that they're riddled with is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to lose the fear. And a lot of people, you know, they pray. Prayer is powerful. Of course, I found that a lot of people don't believe in their own prayers, but when you have fear, it knocks your immune system all to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get rid of the fear. You've got to make up your mind you're going to beat this, and that's all there is. And the mind's powerful. Anyhow, I got off on a tangent. What was your question?
The question was about how soon do people usually see some results?
All right. People that are on morphine, I have found, unfortunately, it hasn't been that many, 4 or 5. They're off the morphine in 3 days.
Wow.
So that's rapid, and it's good because morphine, of course, is not healthy.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, I strongly, you know, most people are working with the doctors and all. And I tell them, you know, the blood test, that, you know, gives it a little cell count of cancer. I said, you know, keep going to your doctor, do whatever it is, because the cell count, you know, is an indicator. And so it's also, see, psychologically it helps them, because what I found is that, in general, all the ones that come back to me that are doing, that are getting the blood work done, around the third week, their cell count drops between 65 to 75%.
Wow.
So, let's see, that also helps them. In their own mind, say, yeah, I'm going to beat this, you know, and so it's a good positive. The other thing that I find, too, and this is a sad part, is that some people, deep down inside, bottom line, it's a rough way out, but they really don't want to live.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen that so many times in my practice, and just of late, it seems that I've been getting people in that, you know, they're about to exit, and then somehow they find me or I find them, and I give them a few months, and during that time, I ask them, do you want to live or do you want to die?
Right.
And every one of them has said, oh, no, I want to live. You know, I want to go and do this or that or the other. And I tell them, well, what I see here is that there's a disparity between your spirit and your body. So there's a little disagreement there, and how much do you really want to live? And when they tell me, well, you know, mostly, I tell them, you need to go back to the drawing board here, sit down and talk with your spirit and with your body, because you can't say just mostly. You know?
Right.
I mean, that's not a success-driven affirmational type of a comment, you know. You need to really get in touch with what's real.
It's like getting your
pregnant
or you're not. You know, let's get with it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing that I can do as a physician except maybe act as a consultant. You know, I mean, that's really what a physician is. It's just to teach you about health and, you know, interpret some lab values and things like that, because you don't have time to run around and learn everything about the body. But in reality, it's so simple, people. You know, if you just get down to the brass tacks, you know, how do you really feel about life? Is there a reason for you to be here? And I found every single person that I've had to deal with, either on a personal basis or on a professional basis, everyone that has had cancer has some major resentment issue and anger. It's anger and resentment. And if you're not willing to let go of that, if you're so upset with somebody in your life because of what they've done to you or someone that you love, and you can't let go of that, then there's no way that you're going to be able to really get away from this cancer. You might have the chemo, you might have surgery, you might do this, the natural stuff and get rid of it, but you haven't removed the basic cause. And the cause is that you're eating yourself alive, basically,
right,
this anger and this resentment. So you do have to change. You know, and perhaps I think sometimes that this stuff happens to people in order to create that impetus for the spiritual movement, you know, so that they have to do something or they're going to die.
Right.
And if they have to change their attitudes and their beliefs, and if they have to forgive, then they've automatically increased their spirituality. And if they can't, then they exit the planet and they get another try later.
So there's a book that I've told people from the beginning, and I still, it's on the website too, but they should go find it at the bookstore. It's called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And she had cancer, and she beat it with her mind. But the book helps you get rid of all the garbage that was put onto you by your parents and so forth, and how you look at life. And it actually has a menu of all the specific diseases. And she really is pretty well on. But I tell people, like, there's a fellow I met with the other day, and I don't get to meet that many face-to-face, but I always enjoy it when I do. But he has cancer in his colon, or intestine, somewhere down there. And I looked at him straight in the eye and I said, I can tell you right now what you've been doing your whole life for the past few years is you keep stuff inside of you. You don't let it out. You just keep it there. And I said, or another way to put it, you're just full of it. So he looked at me like, you know, how the hell did you know? And he admitted, you know, he just keeps stuff inside. And I mean, this is true, and a lot of people do. They don't vent themselves. I mean, I'm not saying get nasty with people, but if something really got you going, you know, express yourself to somebody. So you're not keeping it stored up inside of you, because it all goes back to anger, hatred, and whatever else. It's all on the, once again, it's all on the fear side of the fence. So.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I agree with you. You don't have to get angry about it, and scream and holler at somebody or get into a fight, but you can state what you really feel. And there's different types of therapies out there, anger management therapies and things that help people to learn how to express themselves. So listeners, if that hits home, you might want to check that out and, you know, just see what you can do to help yourself before it's too late. Because I can tell you that your mind and the way you look at life has a lot to do with your health. And some of these issues, I mean, they're so deep. And, you know, maybe you have self-worth issues because of the way you were raised. Or, you know, who knows. And if you've been in an environment that is polluted, then it's going to make it worse. And I can also tell you right now with the study that I'm doing at the office that I found background radiation on everybody. And the radiation is increasing, folks. So, you know, radiation is one of the things that causes cancer, amongst other things. Knocks out your thyroid, too. And if this is increasing and you're not doing anything to change your life, you're not doing anything to move into love and forgiveness, then you got a recipe for disaster. Then you add into that, you know, the foods that we shouldn't be eating, foods that are extremely acidic, foods that are genetically modified so that your cells are no longer able to function with the nutrients because they've been modified. You know, there's so many things that can affect you. So, you know, for myself, I use the tea and have used, well, I've used Essiac tea for years, but I use teas like that because they're blood cleansers, you know, and so I will use something like that on a regular basis. And it's not that I'm worried about anything. It's just that I know something that a lot of you don't know, and that's all these other factors. And you can control some things, but you can't really control everything that's in your environment. So it behooves you then to figure out what you can control and do something about it. And, you know, the attitude you can change.
On that thing with the radiation, somebody put me onto this. There's a website, iodinesource.com, and they don't wholesale, and everybody gets the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they have top quality iodine from kelp. And this thing with this uranium, I mean, the nuclear waste dump over there in Iraq, the depleted uranium, it's airborne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing about the bird flu, I don't know about that, but this is actually airborne. They've even found it in water in England.
Sure.
So, and of course, the radiation affects the thyroid, and then with the guys, it can even affect the prostate. I'm not sure what affects with the women, if anything just beyond the thyroid, I don't know, but even Casey, has this thing about, what you know, neutralizing the effects of radiation by taking iodine.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and Dr. Bell has talked about that also, and about the studies that were done in Japan after the nuclear bombs were dropped, and they found that people survived that were very close to the center and should have had the largest dose of radiation, and they actually survived because they were doing things like foti and ginseng and things like that. That was part of their normal diet, and so they were protected from the effects. And some of the most devastating effects are to the thyroid. So there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration with our modern life. And right now we are experiencing increased radiation. And, you know, it's not terrible yet, but any kind of radiation that's on a generalized basis like this is bad. And I'm seeing millirems on people that are, you know, between about 5 and 10 pretty consistently. And the reason I'm finding that is because I have a Geiger counter, and I just figured, while I'm doing this study, why don't I just check this? And, you know, when you do a study, you try to figure out how to get as much information as possible with your sample without having to do repeated studies. So I figured I'd just throw that measurement in there, and I was quite surprised to find out that everybody has that level of radiation right now. And doesn't matter if you're eating organic, because the stuff is still blown in on the wind and sits on the crop while it's growing, and so a portion of that's going to get in. You know, and if you don't wash thoroughly, then you're going to be eating more of it. It's in the air that you breathe. So I'm finding a lot of the radiation is actually settling in the lungs, So three places that I found on people that tips the meter are the brain, the lungs, and the intestines. And pretty much the rest of the body is okay. I haven't really picked up a lot of radiation in bones yet, but I have definitely found it in those other three areas. So I think people need to pay a little bit more attention to what they're ingesting and how to clean their blood and things and protect themselves from these effects.
I sent you that long thing this morning about microwaves.
Yeah.
And, people really need to wake up in that area, too. But in light of going back to cancer and people vacillating about doing the radiation or not, and, so on and so forth. And I said, well, look at it this way. I said, radiation, even though it's directed, is no different than sticking your head in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is.
With the effects on the cells, yeah.
Right. And even on radiation, a fellow, a bunch of years ago, who's in the milk industry, I asked him about this ultra-pasteurized. I said, what is ultra-pasteurized? And you find in the stores...
all the cream is that way.
In the health food store down there where you live, I found it there too.
Mm-hmm.
But ultra-pasteurized is radiated milk or cream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, in the health food store.
Yeah.
I know. After we talked about that, I went and I looked at the different creams in the health food store. There was only one that I found that was not stated that it was ultra-pasteurized. And so I whipped out my trusty little Geiger counter and tested this. And actually, it had the same radiation level as the other stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It
wow.
did. And this was in the old-fashioned glass bottles.
Really?
Yep. Cost a heck of a lot more.
Huh.
And I was quite surprised to find out the radiation level was the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should have tested me when I was there.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm glowing at night. You said I'm such a glowing individual. But
Uh-huh. Well, yes, you have that glowing personality. Yeah, it was amazing. I've had this Geiger counter sitting around for a long time. I had a cousin who was a uranium miner. And so he'd go around looking for uranium deposits, that was his get-rich-quick scheme, I guess. And he actually had some things on his body that wouldn't heal because he'd spent time in uranium mines. But I inherited all kinds of strange little pieces of equipment from him, and then I bought one from Fred Bell, and, a newer one that's been refurbished and all that stuff. And so I'm carrying that around. I'm checking all kinds of things. I was sitting in the house one day, and I was thinking about putting together this study, and all of a sudden I went, I wonder if I'm radioactive. And I don't know where that thought came from. It just kind of like came out of the air. And so I went and grabbed the counter, and I checked myself, and sure enough, I went, wow, that's amazing. I wonder what else is radioactive. I went all over the house looking for spots to see if there was radioactivity in my house. And I did find a couple spots that were higher than the rest of the house. Now, why they're higher, I have no idea. Short of somebody coming in and planting little radiation pieces or uranium pieces here and there, I don't know what's causing this. And a certain amount of it is in the ground anyway, especially out in the southwest. Any place where there's uranium, and radon's actually going to show up on that too, I believe. So there's a certain amount that's background anyway, but it shouldn't be as consistent as we're getting now. And if there are experts out there in the field of radiation and physics and all that, don't send me hate mail, okay? I'm doing the best I can. You can educate me. Send me some emails explaining things a little bit better. But from kind of a layperson attitude on this, I would say that things are heating up here. So I think that we need to... I think we're going to have to go pretty soon here, but again, I would like to mention Rob's website. It's www.cancer-solutions.net, and you can go there and get some information on how to help yourself or your loved one if you have cancer. And products are there, including the tea. And are you selling the books on that site, or you just mention it?
No, It's there, but anybody who needs the books, I just send them to, they email me, and I just send them straight to Guam in Bakersfield, California, and they buy it there.
Okay.
And you know, somebody...
Okay, and then you also have a cream. We have a few minutes left here. You want to mention about the Elevanning cream?
Yeah, well, actually, it was a cream that was developed by Casey that she developed for radiation burns, and she died at 92 of chain smoker and had no wrinkles.
Wow.
I bought the formula just for that, and it took a year before I was willing to make a change because I thought women put it into the face for wrinkles. But so we had to make it look more commercial, but in doing so, we found a better way to extract the herbs that goes in the cream. We also added some minerals, essential oil, and such. And now, the FDA says, I can tell you that it's only cosmetic, right? So the wrinkles are cosmetic. It does get rid of scars and stretch marks. That's cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
However, people that have used it, and why they ever thought of doing it, even scars, I would never think you'd get rid of a scar. But people have used it on eczema, psoriasis, hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids go right away.
Wow.
What else? Any kind of a skin infection. Some man that just had his toes cut off because of diabetes, and now they're all purple and everything, and he got sores from laying in bed. He's using it, and they feel it saved his life. It is a tremendous healing cream. But I can't say that.
Yeah. It's a tremendous cream.
Yes, it is. And, well, the thing is, you've got the cream down. You know, if anybody, you know, wants to obviously get a hold of you, you've got the cream right there in your office.
Yeah, in fact, I just sold some to somebody the other day who was having a problem, long-standing problem, and I said, oh, why don't you start using this cream? So, I haven't heard any complaints, so I'm figuring it must be working pretty well.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, the stuff lasts a long time because you use very little.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reaction that I've ever found out of it was once in a blue moon you find somebody that's allergic to castor oil, because that is one of the elements in there. So if somebody's allergic to castor oil, unfortunately they can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Well, you can be allergic to anything at any time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and some things you know about and some things you don't know. So.
Right.
And the thing, the problem with a mild allergy to something like that is you can put the cream on, and if you break out in a rash, you don't know if you're breaking out because you're allergic to it.
Right.
Or if you're breaking out because it's actually causing some kind of a healing reaction deep within.
Right.
In which case, you know, it should clear up in a little bit.
Yeah, once again, allergies, though, really go back to a deficiency in the body. So if people can get their bodies loaded with the minerals they need and stuff like that, I think these allergies, whether it's the kind you sneeze at or whatever, will go away.
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot of allergies go away. I've had some people that are so severely allergic that they're actually classified as multiple chemical sensitivity. And they are, I mean, they can't wear polyester. They can't wear any manufactured fibers. They have to be, you know, just cotton or just wool or just silk. And it's because of that, because they've gotten so reactive and they've been putting all the wrong things in their body. And the first thing I do is get their diet cleaned up and then have them go through some cleansing.
Right.
And the more they cleanse, the less allergic they are.
Right.
So, but it's an intense cleansing thing. You know, I have them go through the herbal cleanses and with the clay and everything else, and then do colonics. And, you know, we pretty much go through and cleanse every organ system in the body as much as possible. So it takes a couple of years. But, you know, you take someone who basically is going to have to live in a bubble unless they do this, and within a couple of years, they're back to a normal life. So I think it's worth it.
Right.
And they seem to think it's worth it.
One thing back on the website. I need to find a webmaster, whatever it's changed, because I'm not a computer person at all. But there's two addresses on there. One is a Missouri address with a phone number. It is not valid anymore.
Mm.
The only address that's valid is my Isle of Man address. Even though I'm still here in the States, I'm not back there, so email is really the only way to contact me right now.
Okay.
If somebody wants, you know, and I'll call anybody back if they include your phone number. I'll call them back and talk to them.
Great. Yeah, you get calls from all over the world, don't you?
Oh, I help you. Yeah, I help people everywhere. Yeah. I won't say everywhere, just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's really terrible is the countries that can't afford it. I mean, they to them it's a lot of money because it's in dollars. I get 100%. But in this country, if I talk to 10 people with cancer, only 2 people will do it. The rest believe the doctor would surely tell them that there's something to take care of the cancer. And then the others say, well, it's in God's hands.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've had a few of those in my practice. I had one I refused to take on as a patient because she just wasn't dealing with reality, and she had breast cancer. And, you know, most breast cancers you can take care of if you get to them fairly quickly, and she didn't. She ended up with her breast exploding
from
the inside out from this cancer.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then ended up in the hospital the last 2 months of her life. She was on chemotherapy and sick as a dog, and then she died anyway.
Huh.
Yeah, it was horrible. And, you know, I mean, there are some people who think that, you know, God's going to just, you know, come down and bonk him on the head with a magic wand and everything's going to be fine. It's kind of like that old joke, you know, about the guy that's on the roof in the flooded area. And, you know, the log comes by and he doesn't want that. And somebody comes by in a dinghy and he doesn't want to get in the boat and be rescued. And pretty soon there's a motorboat that comes by and then there's a helicopter and he keeps refusing him and finally dies and says, God, why didn't you save me? And God says, well, I sent you a log, a dinghy, a motorboat, a helicopter. What more did you want?
Right.
So it's like, okay, people, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps here. I believe in prayer and I believe in miracles too. But, you know, I also believe that you have to help yourself and you have to be rational about what you're doing.
Well, and I think everything we need is right here on the planet, because if that weren't the case, it would be in the beginning God put the pharmaceutical on the planet.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this has gotten through to a few people, and hopefully that will give them some help. And we're going to have to sign off because we've got to give them time to get the next show up and running.
Okay.
So thank you very much for being on the show, Rob,
and we will talk
further as we do. And have to have you on again.
Okay.
And tell people a few things about what's really going on out there, especially where all this governmental influence is concerned, the things that they're trying to stop us from getting a hold of, like the natural cures that are out there. So thank you again, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Enlightened Medicine Show. And please tune in again next week, and I'm doing my best to bring you programs that will really, really help in your healing efforts, and some that are just plain fun. So thanks again. And in the meantime, be happy, be well. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.